Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
You are going to be blessed today because you're going to meet a true guru, a brand, a walking brand, Richard Rawlings. You probably know him maybe for the TV show Fast and Loud. Certainly you know the name Gas Monkey Garage. It is a certified brand, and Richard Rawlings joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, sir.
So do I call you the CEO?
I guess. I'm the head monkey in charge.
So how do you... But the thing, I don't know if everybody realizes, maybe people probably know your TV show, or maybe they know about the Bar and Grill that's here in Dallas, but there's also one in DFW. You've got a sports drink. You've got how many TV shows?
We've got four on right now, another one being spun off, and then two greenlit. So
I've never seen anybody work a brand like this except maybe Walt Disney.
Well, I will hope for his success then. I'm aiming for it.
So how did all this start? How did you start the brand, you know, Gas Monkey?
You know, it just came along. I've always been kind of a gearhead. I've had a couple of renditions of life, being everything from a police officer and firefighter to being in advertising. And I used to love the motorcycle shows that were on TV. But then I realized that I look around, my wife and kids aren't there. They're not watching with me. And something just kind of clicked in my head that they're missing, you know, they're missing out. They're too much bravado and cursing and kicking boxes. I mean, I'm still a tattooed guy with a goatee and some skull rings, but, you know, I love my wife and family and kids. And I thought they were missing out. So I decided to make something that was still cool for the gearhead guys, but also family friendly.
You know, maybe that's the added ingredient in there, is in your background, because you were marketing, advertising, printing. So you've got, I mean, you had a passion. You're interested in cars, and you built on that, and you found a way to exploit it. And then you know how to market. Is that the key?
I think so. I mean, I saw what they were doing in the brands. I mean, those brands were sold in Walmarts and Targets and what have you. And I wanted to build a wholesome family show that could also support a brand. And I'm proud to know that we're in over 100 countries now.
How do you keep up with all this stuff? I mean, I was looking, just last year you started an energy drink, a tequila, sweatshirts, T-shirts, dog apparel. Dog apparel.
Oh yeah.
At a new restaurant outside of Fort Hood.
Yeah, we opened up the garage down in Fort Hood. It's like maybe a mile outside of the largest military base in the free world.
Do you ever sleep?
I try, but I don't get too much sleep. We got a lot going on, but you know, they say you make hay while the sun shines. So I'm very blessed to be doing what we're doing. Speaking of Fort Hood, I'm actually leaving from here. I go get a couple hours sleep, and I'm going to South Korea, and I'm going to have Thanksgiving with the troops over there all next week. So I'm pretty fired up about that.
Boy, you should be. And a restaurant in Key West?
We've got seven of those now scattered around America, and we're opening, and our newest one's going to be opening in Foxwoods, Connecticut, I think, in about 2 months. And then we're expanding into Germany, Fort Bragg, Fort Bliss, and then we've got two going into South Africa.
So maybe that's the key. Because how do you keep a brand fresh and keep it going? And have you got one in your back pocket to bring forward just in case the gas?
I don't think I have a brand in the back pocket, but I've got more iterations of what we do. I mean, Gas Monkey is so diverse, from the foundation to the energy drink to the tequilas to the brand of apparel itself, and then the TV shows, that we just keep reinventing what we do and trying to make ourselves relevant and keep up with what's happening in the marketplace.
Can you outgrow Dallas? I mean, it doesn't sound like it.
No,
but,
I love
but
Dallas.
But you're doing so much stuff.
Well, you know, people ask me all the time, like, oh, my gosh, you get to travel so much, you know, and I'm like, I love Dallas, though. I mean, if I didn't live here, I would want to move here. Dallas has just been an awesome city to me, and it's fun. We're still a young city when you look at New York's and what have you up in the Northeast. And we've got a lot to offer here. I love this town.
Do you have a massive staff to keep up with all this?
Oh, I am actually the world's worst at hiring a bunch of people. So Gas Monkey itself is ran in its entirety by about six or seven people.
Wow.
Yeah.
So maybe you're limited or what else. Are people coming to you and saying, you know, we want to put your name, we've got a great sports drink or energy drink, and we want to put your name on it.
No, we don't do that. One of the things I learned from watching my predecessors is that you don't want to just get the mailbox money. You don't want to just sign over your name. So every single thing that you see Gas Monkey do, I am actively involved. I am financially involved. I am the owner, and I stay in it. And I think that's been the secret to our success, especially with the restaurants and the energy drink and the tequila. These aren't things that are licensed out. These are things that, that I actually own.
That you actually own. So is this still fun? I mean, this has got to be a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but it is a freaking blast. I get up every day. I get a lot of questions all the time, you know, like what keeps you going? And what really keeps me going is getting up and knowing that all of these different entities with all these different things, I have to get up and do what I got to do so that my employees can do what they got to do.
So what's next? You couldn't have run out of things, but by golly, you got ought to be getting close if you're doing. Now there's a monkey. There's a Monkey Garage lottery game, I say.
Oh, actually, it just finished. But, yeah, we had a Texas Lotto game.
What? What's next?
It was I don't know. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'll try anything once. So, whatever clicks, whatever's fun. I really look at having a good time every day and getting up and enjoying what I do. The show's great, making it, but I get to play with cars and do burnouts. And, you know, I tell everybody I might be the smartest guy in the world because I figured out how to get paid to play with cars and drink beer.
But you've got other business. We were talking earlier. You've got a healthcare business. You've got other interests.
Yeah, my wife owns one of the largest home healthcare companies here in the state of Texas. And we've got a technology company and a staffing firm. And we're just both very entrepreneuristic, I guess. We're always trying to build something else.
I think you've got this thing figured out. And I mean, looking at your cuticles, no signs of grease, no nothing. Your fingers are clean.
You know, it's funny. I'm the business guy. I got a hell of a team of mechanics that just are unbelievable at what they do. I understand it. I know how to do it. But my tool is the mighty pen.
Well, you just keep writing those checks, and
that's what they say.
Keep cash in the ones that come in. Richard Rawlings is the man behind the Gas Monkey everything. It's an honor to meet you. I've heard a lot about you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.